You're listening to SBS News.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro shares his US host Donald Trump's view on many things, including border control, immigration policies, socialism, and fake news. Like the US president, Mr. Bolsonaro bypasses traditional news outlets by issuing statements directly on social media. In a mutual show of admiration, Mr. Trump acknowledged their political closeness.
We have many views that are similar, and we certainly feel very, very true to each other on trade. I think Brazil's relationship with the United States because of our friendship is probably better than it's ever been by far. I also want to congratulate you on your recovery from a truly horrible ordeal.
Once dubbed the Trump of the tropics, Mr. Bolsonaro has made it clear he wants to strengthen military and economic ties with the US.
The United States changed in 2017, and Brazil has just started to change now in 2017. We stand together side by side to the ultimate benefit of our two nations. We want to have a great America, yes, and we also want to have a great Brazil. Once again, may I voice my admiration and recognition to President Donald Trump on this beautiful day, where we seal a promising alliance between the two most promising and largest democracies in the Western Hemisphere. May God bless Brazil, and may God bless the United States of America.
Muito obrigado, senhor presidente.
Mr. Bolsonaro predicted Mr. Trump's re-election next year, to which Trump responded with a smile and a wave of feigned modesty. Standing side by side in the Rose Garden, the two presidents repeatedly rejected socialism and celebrated their joint efforts to oust Venezuela's left leader, Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Trump says all options are open when it comes to dealing with that country's long-standing economic crisis, the result of a battle for power between Mr. Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido.
It's a very sad thing. We're not looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people that are starving and dying in the streets. What's happening there is a disgrace. This was one of the wealthiest countries in the world. And all of a sudden, it's grief-stricken, poverty-stricken. No food, no water, no air conditioning, no anything. No power for a long time last week. No power. And that's going to break down again because it's being held together by threats.
Venezuela is slowly recovering from a power outage that left most of the country in the dark for several days. The two presidents declined to answer a question in any detail about whether plans had been drawn up for a military intervention in Venezuela.
No momento estamos nesse ponto. Agora, o que for possível, fazemos juntos.
At this point in time, this is where we stand. So, as much as it is possible for us to do it together to sort out the issue of the Venezuelan dictatorship, Brazil will be more than willing and ready to fulfill this mission and take freedom and democracy to that country, which, up until recently, was one of the wealthiest countries in South America. But now, its people are starving to death. They are suffering violence, lack of medication. It is something terrible that is going on in there, and we need to put an end to this issue.
Nessa questão que é ultrajante para o mundo todo.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.